Buckle up, because today we're taking a deep dive into AI storytelling. And you know what makes this one really wild? The story we're looking at is about AI too.
Woo!
It's going to be meta, it's fascinating, and it might just blow your mind about how we think about creativity. We're diving into Fragments of a Rose, which is an AI audio narrative, but it gets even better. We're taking a look at it through this podcast, also completely AI generated, that goes behind the scenes of how the novel was made.
Wow.
So that's right. It's AI analyzing AI. Talk about a trip.
Yeah, it's like those funhouse mirrors, but for our brains. What's really cool is that this setup forces us to look at the roles AI is starting to have in creative spaces, right? It's not just a tool anymore. This is AI deciding what to make, figuring out if it's good, and even giving feedback on other AI art.
Yeah, that's a lot to process. So let's start with the tools that were used. The podcast we're listening to talks about Notebook LM and ChatGPT. So for anyone who doesn't know, could you maybe explain what those AI tools do, especially for this project?
Yeah, totally. Think of Notebook LM like a brainstorming buddy who never sleeps.
Okay.
It takes tons of info and helps you shape stories and characters. It sounds like Notebook LM was really important in helping make the world of the novel, the themes, and even some early character ideas.
So like having a research assistant who can also write a little.
Exactly. Now, ChatGPT, that's where things get even more interesting. It's an AI that's really good at dialogue and making characters feel real. It's like a writing partner who pushes back on your ideas, gives you new ones, and even makes your characters' voices clearer.
Did the creator of Fragments of a Rose say how ChatGPT helped make this story?
They did. The article said ChatGPT was super important for the main character, Caleb. The human creator wasn't sure about Caleb's deepest fears, but by talking with ChatGPT, this idea came up about Caleb. He wants real flowers, not the fake plants in his city.
Wow, the AI helped with the feelings in the story. That's pretty amazing.
It is, and it shows how human creativity and AI are changing together. It's not like robots are taking over, but it's more like our abilities are mixing. The creator still has the big picture in mind, but AI, like ChatGPT, is there to bounce ideas off of, spark inspiration, and even be a co-creator in how the story gets told.
It's wild how AI can find those little emotional things that make a story work. And speaking of stories, let's get into Fragments of a Rose. What's this AI story about?
This is where it gets even more meta. Fragments of a Rose isn't just any AI story. It's actually about AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about how humans are kind of scared of a future with so much AI.
So it's like AI is writing about itself, but not in a look how smart I am kind of way.
No, not at all. It's about this character, Caleb, who feels really disconnected in a world full of tech. What's interesting is how the AI author is exploring human connection, loss, finding meaning in a digital world.
Yeah, like AI is showing us our own anxieties about technology. We've all felt that, right? Surrounded by gadgets, but feeling empty.
Exactly. And the creator of Fragments of a Rose actually mentioned something Ray Kurzweil said, you know, the futurist. He said AI will be as smart as humans by 2029.
Wow.
Seems like that idea is behind the whole story, making us ask, what makes us human if AI becomes as smart or even smarter than us?
2029 isn't that far away. So it makes you wonder if Caleb's struggles are a warning about what could happen as AI gets better. What's the world of Fragments of a Rose like? Any details stand out?
There's this scene in a park that really stuck with me. It describes a hologram of a family, like a perfect family, parents, kids, happy, but it's fake. Just a memory of when human connection felt real.
Like a digital ghost story. It makes you think about losing something essentially human because everything's so simulated.
Exactly. And it's more powerful because Caleb has these strong memories of real flowers, bees buzzing around, totally different from the fake plants in his city.
You start to think maybe the AI is saying we'll lose something special if we keep chasing perfect technology, that real raw beauty that algorithms can't copy.
And that's a really good point. It's like the AI is reminding us that there's something amazing about imperfection, the unpredictable chaos of nature that might disappear in a future controlled by AI.
What about Caleb's relationship with AI? Does he have one of those AI companions that are everywhere now?
He does. It's described as this luminous orb that's always with him, giving him information, answering questions.
Oh, yeah?
But there's a loneliness to it. Like, he wants a deeper connection than just getting information.
It's like knowing everything, but still feeling alone in a crowded room. Except for Caleb, the room is the whole city, and the people aren't even real.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes back to that question, what does it mean to be human when tech is everywhere? It's amazing that an AI would even ask that.
It's almost ironic that an AI would create a story about the potential pitfalls of its own existence.
It makes you wonder if somewhere in its lines of code, there's a flicker of that same existential angst we humans grapple with.
It's a question that philosophers and science fiction writers have pondered for decades, but now we're seeing it brought to life literally through AI-generated art.
It blurs the lines between creator and creation in a way we've never quite encountered before.
We've talked about the AI tools used in crafting this story, but this AI-narrated podcast we're analyzing adds yet another layer to this meta-maze.
To me, it emphasizes just how much AI is becoming ingrained in the creative process, not just behind the scenes, but as the voice, the storyteller itself.
And it throws into sharp relief the question of authorship.
If an AI creates a story and then another AI analyzes and discusses it, where does the human element fit in? Are we just the curators of this new form of art, or is there a deeper collaboration at play?
It's like we're witnessing the birth of a new art form. One where the lines between human and machine creativity are beautifully and perhaps a little unnervingly blurred.
The article we're examining actually touches on this, stating that the human creator saw AI as more than just a tool, describing it as a thought-provoking partner in the creative process.
So more like Lennon and McCartney than, say, a painter and their easel.
But this partnership, this dance between human and machine, it begs the question, where do we draw the line?
If AI can create, critique, and even discuss art, what's left for us?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I don't think there's a single easy answer.
But perhaps it's not about drawing lines in the sand, but about recognizing that the creative landscape is evolving.
Instead of fearing obsolescence, maybe it's about embracing the possibilities this collaboration offers.
So instead of seeing AI as a threat to human creativity, we should view it as an expansion, a way to push the boundaries of what's possible in storytelling and art.
Precisely. Imagine the stories we might tell, the worlds we could create, when human imagination is amplified by the sheer processing power and creative potential of artificial intelligence.
It's a future that's both exhilarating and a little daunting to contemplate.
But one thing's for sure, it's a future we're already stepping into. One story, one podcast, one algorithm at a time.
And on that note, I think we've done our due diligence exploring the fascinating world of Fragments of a Rose and the AI that brought it to life.
For our listeners, if you're intrigued by the idea of AI-generated art, this meta-narrative is a must-explore.
You can find Fragments of a Rose wherever you get your podcasts. And as you delve into this unique audio experience, consider this parting thought: what happens when AI starts critiquing its own critiques of its own creations?
It's a dizzying but ultimately thrilling thought to ponder.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.